Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. My name is Derek Brown, and today we're going to break down my top 10 DFS plays for Week 15. But first, if you want help building winning DFS lineups, you got to try our lineup optimizer tool over at fantasypros.com/optimizer. With a Fantasy Pros Hall of Fame subscription, our lineup optimizer will help you build winning DFS lineups in seconds for both cash games and tournaments. Again, you can find it at fantasypros.com/optimizer. Now let's get to the DFS plays. Number 10, Chris Olave. Chris Olave has been a stud all season long. Dude is fifth in air yard share, third in deep targets. He's top 13 in PFF receiving grade and yards per route run, facing an Atlanta Falcons secondary. It's been terrible all season long. Eighth most fantasy points per game allowed to perimeter wide receivers. Chris Olave is grossly underpriced for his upside this week. Number 9, Juju Smith-Schuster. So Smith-Schuster bounced back last week with a wide receiver 6 finish, played 80% of the snaps, had 11 targets, 9 grabs, and 74 receiving yards. He's primed to put up another really good week against a Houston Texans defense that's playing zone coverage, 65 to 73% of his snaps. Smith-Schuster has crushed zone all season long. 56% of his target volume is against zone. He's 15th in yards per route run against this coverage. He is a guy that is going to go overlooked, and he really shouldn't be. Number 8, Greg Dulcich. I get the Broncos offense has been terrible this year, but Greg Dulcich has the matchup for fantasy tight ends this week. So in DFS, you better believe I'm going to have a lot of action on him. 17% target share. He ranks second amongst all tight ends in deep targets. Now he gets an Arizona Cardinals defense that's allowing the most fantasy points per game to tight ends, the highest catch rate, and the most receiving yards per game to opposing tight ends. While it looks like this game is going to be gross, we're going to talk about some more plays from this game here in a little bit. Oh, and look at that. Number 7, James Conner. 95% of the snaps or higher in 3 of his last 4 games. He has been on a tear. RB19, RB3, RB16, RB4, and RB5 finishes over his last 5 games. For his elite workload, I don't care if it's Colt McCoy or some other backup water boy playing quarterback, his workload is elite, and Arizona is going to lean on him this week. Since week 10, Denver is not a fantastic matchup, but they're middle of the road. 16th in rushing success rate allowed, 15th in EPA per rush. Connor is grossly underpriced for the workload he is going to get this week. He needs to be in your lineups. Number 6, CeeDee Lamb. While the Dallas Cowboys running backs are getting all the puff and praise, and people are going to play them in DFS this week, you need to look at CeeDee Lamb. His target share has been through the roof all season long, and now with Prescott back under center, he's making good on it. He's 8th in target share, 13th in air yard share amongst all wide receivers, and now he gets a Jacksonville defense that, yes, they have not been good at stopping rushing attacks. They've been even worse at stopping opposing slot wide receivers. Since week 7, Jacksonville's allowed the 6th most fantasy points per game to slot wide receivers. We know Lamb, if there's anybody in this passing attack, even with limited volume in a run-balanced offense for Dallas that's going to get a ton of volume this week and can crush and provide you leverage on these Dallas rushers, it's CeeDee Lamb. Number five, Elijah Moore, baby. He is been overlooked. He's playing a full-time role in the Jets offense. I talked about him last week. If you listen to me and Joey P on the DFS show, Elijah Moore, we're going back to the well this week. 23% target share last week, 30% air yard share. Now he gets Mike Hughes in the slot for the Detroit Lions, who is giving up a 73% catch rate, 132 passer rating. And since week eight, the Detroit Lions are allowing the most fantasy points per game to opposing slot wide receivers. Get Elijah Moore into your lineups. Number four, Miles Sanders. Yeah, Miles Sanders crushed last week. He showed the same type of ceiling he has shown us all year when the matchup is right. And oh, baby, is the matchup right this week. Since week 10, Chicago Bears, 25th in rushing success rate, 26th in rushing yards per game. Miles Sanders is in for another week. 20 plus carries. He has a good shot to get over 100 rushing yards and multiple scores and help you take down some tournaments. Number three, Mike Williams. In his first game back, 25% end zone target share, 35% air yard share. Dude had a 13.2 ADOT, and this week he gets the Tennessee Titans, who cannot stop anything downfield against wide receivers. They are struggling mightily against wide receivers deep. Third highest deep completion rate allowed. The most deep passing yards, and the most deep passing touchdowns. With Justin Herbert now having healthy weapons, we've seen this offense come back alive. Mike Williams will be the tip of the spear for Justin Herbert this week. Stack him up. If you don't want to go Keenan Allen, Mike Williams is a great, great leverage play if Keenan Allen comes in chalky this week. Number two, yes, I know. I know you were waiting for this one. Consider I'm going Mike Williams. We're going to mini stack him. We're mini stacking him with my number two guy, Derrick Henry. So Derrick Henry, we know what he does. It's Derrick Henry show all day, every day. I don't need to tell you that. But what I will tell you is the Chargers are still terrible versus running backs. Since week 10, 26th in rushing success rate. They've allowed the six most fantasy points per game to running backs this season. Derrick Henry will be chalky. This is chalk. You take out the biggest spoon that you have in your house and you eat. Number one, the man, the myth, the legend. He's back. The hip looks great. Ja'Marr Chase. Since week 13, 35% target share, 50% end zone target share. The other wide receivers in this passing attack are banged up with T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd, both dealing with injuries. Ja'Marr Chase is going to eat. Since he's been back, 3.09 yards per route run. The Buccaneers look like a tough on paper matchup, but Jamel Dean is banged up. You can go right back to Chase. You could stack him with Burrow. He's going to crush. So that's my top 10 DFS plays for the week. You need to hop in the Discord as well as head to fantasypros.com/optimizer. Build those lineups. Good luck in DFS this week, and I'll see you at the top.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy duty rotisserie or rust resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.